Okay, so we pointed out last time, the Rambam opens up the Sheolis, HaSheolis Dishi, Shein Roy, Limnois, Halav, Vasei, Ki'im HaDvorim. Minyan HaMitzah, Minyan HaDvorim. Dvorim. HaMusharim Aleim, VaHaMitzuvim Bohem. And he pointed out in Sheolis Shishi, that even though it's the same Dovah, if it's a Mitzah Seh and a Mitzah Lois Seh, there's a Pirush Mekubal, that it's... There's two mitzvahs. Then he adds, that maybe it's a separate Indian. But I don't know if that's only yes, because you get the impression of over here, the real Kaveh is Dvorim. Okay? Dvorim. Then he starts out the Sheolis, and he says that the Tzivui HaTeira and the Azeros are Ama'al Bor Dvorim. Okay? And he lists them. He doesn't say a Makor, and he starts out of Sheolis talking about this. So if this is, just let's go over just a few, just the first step. If this is a parenthetical remark to put at the beginning of the Sheolis, the first sentence he makes after he has the premise, don't make no sense. Okay? So the point is that if l'cheira, you have a tzivui or ashora, which one tzivu, which the deya, another tzivu, which the pula, or amida, or dibur, that itself recaveits two mitzvahs. Okay? That is the point, okay? And the first example I gave from that, okay? The first example I gave from that was Avodah Zarah, okay? And I pointed out that even though the Ramban counts, lo shetachvel, is basically all the Dibur Sheni is one mitzvah. The Rambam makes them five mitzvahs. Okay, so we pointed out that they only heard Ed Har Sinai Deis, and only Lo Yelecho Elohim Acherim Aponai is a Deya. It's a Musko. And they didn't hear. They only heard a call of Dvorim, and they understood from the girl the Deya, but not the Pula, and the rest of Pulas. So it means that Avodah Zorah is Lo Yelcho Elohim Achirim Aponai, is a Deya, and it's also a Pula, two mitzvahs. Okay? We discussed that. And then we pointed out that the Rambam Mishneh Torah goes out of his way twice to say Shuhu Ho'ikah Hagodol Shal Kol Tolui Boy, and it's very clear in the Rambam what the issue is, that you're making another deity with equal powers as another god. Okay, and Avodah Zarah might not be another god. You know, he'll be a nice emissary to give you something. He might be able to help you a little bit on the side, but it's not God. Okay. So Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim Aponai, Shuhu Ikah Hagodol, Ram uses the Ikah Hagodol Shal Kol Tolui Boy in two different issues. One issue as far as Lo Yelecho Elohim Achirim Aponai, and the other case in Yichud HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shuhu Ikah Hagodol Shal Kol Tolui Boy. He says Avodah Zarah is an Ikah, but doesn't say Ikah Hagodol Shal Kol Tolui Boy. Now I want to explain to you something. Now, let's start slowly, okay? I want to show you something, not sure what changed, how it changed between Pirush Mishnayis, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mishneh Torah. Let's just see a few things. The question is, I want to just tell you something, we'll move on. When I talk about Avodah Zarah, why am I being over the Avodah Zarah from over the Avodah Zarah, okay? Why am I over the Avodah Zarah? So, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Chulin, he says like this. In Perek Aleph Halacha Mishnah Aleph, he says, "B'kasher husagu." He talks about two meaning, two types of the Zohar. The people know what they're doing. The people who don't know what they're doing. "B'kasher husagu elu enyonim hinei roi limnois elu enyonim." HaMitzuvim Bohem HaMusram Aleim. Here's the Pirush Mishnah. It's Lefi She'iv De'avodizo Nechel L'shnei Chalokim Ho Echod Heim Hayoidim Es Ma'aseho Kloima Chishu Vatzomeh B'shas Asiyoso V'hogodes Haruchnis Al Yodo. Somehow you do something. In other words, you can use them as a medium to get something done. Okay? And that's what Avodah Zarah is all about. Okay? And that's what he says in the Pirush Mishnayis. He says, Hayiseira Chamishi, Shuhu Yis'ale, Hu Asheroi Lo'ov the Lroimo, Lefasimoi, Lefasim Gdulosoi, Umashmatoi, Vein Oisin Kain, Lemashe Lemata Mimenu, Bimitsius, Menamalochim, Vakoichovim, Vagagalim, Vayisoides, Vacho Mashahuk of Mehen. Why? Lefishakula Mutboyin, Bipulay Seim. Ein lahem shiltein v'loy b'chiro el ritzoni yisala. They have no abilities to do anything their own. And it seems that the tolos in Avodah Zarah is also tolos in Deis. Because not only, and he says at the end of this, he says, el klapov yisala yichavna machshavos yanichu koma shizulosay. V'zeh hayisei rachamishi hu azorah al Avodah Zarah. So it means in the Avodah Zarah is the belief that they have power also, but they're not a supreme power. And that's what he's reflecting in the Yisrael HaChamishi, and that's what he reflects in Pirush Mishnah Yisrael Chulin, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, correct? And you might make a point, and he says, this is the Azor of Avodah Zarah. The Azor of Avodah Zarah is the Chmpula, correct? But however, if you look in Pirush Mishnayis, in a proper translation, and Hillman points it out in Tziunim, in Frankel's Rambam, in Mitzvah Sei Aleph, he says like this, there's a word, yet takad, okay? Yud, Ayin, Tof, Kuf, Dalet, an Arabic word. V'hatirgum l'ha'amin, the ani ma'amin, ain't no meduik. V'chulei v'siyum ha'yisaydis, and after he writes all the yud gimu ikrim, yisaydis, he writes like this, kosav yetakad, he writes this word. V'tirgum b'kulon, and the targum is metargumit l'ha'amin, over there. But Hillman points out, Shemashmos Haravi he liyos, what's yet at the kad? Liyos mishuchna beamitosoi nechonusoi shel ezedovo. It's to hold it, and that's what I think Professor Langman added to me, that you're ready to debate it. You're clearly convinced that this is the way it is. And that's a deya. And then it means that all, and then he says in Moin Vuchum, and he's Ayin Moin Vuchum Chilak Allah Per Reish Perik Nun, V'yesh L'Tagim Gam Leida. That's a Deya. Okay. Then it comes out that all the Yud Gimel Ikrim are Deyas. Okay. Even though he doesn't say anything about Deya, V'ruis Al Huasheroi La'ovdei, but he says the Deya, and he says it's Yisav of the Zohar. So this doesn't seem to go together with what's going on in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because the Sefer HaMitzvahs clearly says that the Yisav of the Zohar is one lav, and one asola, and lo yeloch Elohim Achim Apon is another lav. And one is a Deya, and one is a Pula. Unless you say he's talking about all of them, it's lav v'dafka, no, as you like it. All I want to point out is an amazing thing. In Mishneh Torah, okay, and you might, excuse me, you might not believe me, so I'll read it here. He doesn't talk about Avodah Zarah as that the purpose is to gain something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Listen to what he does. Let's open up. See, in Pirush Mishnayos he does that, okay? So then there's an issue of a day in it, okay? But listen to this. Look what he does in Avodah Zarah. And then I'll read you something else, just to show you what happened. And look what's up with the Zohar. Here he goes. B'mei Enosh, Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Listen to what he does. Tol b'nei Odom, Tol's Gedolim. V'nivaro atzas chachmei oisei hado. V'enosh atzom minatoim. V'ze hoyise tu'usom. Omu hoyil v'hokel bo k'chovim elu. V'galgalim l'hanigis o'ilom. Okay. V'heim shamoshim amishamshim lefonav. Think all these kachok mishamshim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ru'uyim heim l'shabchum lefolom u'lechalchum kovod. Because the mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because they can do anything. V'zehu rotzon okeil Baruch Hu l'gadol l'chabei mi shagodloi V'chibdai. Kamo shamelech. Leitze. Lechabed avodo. Vo'indin lefonav. V'zehu kvoide shamelech. Kevin sholodo v'ze alibom. Hischilu livnois. Lekoichov v'heicholois. U'la'akav lem kobonus. L'shabchum l'forum. B'dvorim. U'lishtachvois l'mulon. K'dei lahasig. Ritzein ha'berei. It's not that they're a medium. That since he's doing, they're doing what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, so the Rebbeinu Shalom be nice to them. Doesn't say anything about them doing anything. You notice that? Then he says, "Vezehu ikra avodah zarah." Odosti ikra avodah zarah. V'kach heim oimim oivdeh hoayoydim ikra. If they know what is up on the Zohar, that's what it is. V'kach heim oimim. Oh, loy sheheim oimim she'ein shom eloka elokeichav zeh. Hu shim yoimim. Mi lo yachom elok goyim ki lecho yoso. Ki b'cho chachme goyim b'cho machus mein kamoicho. V'yachas yivu v'kisla v'go. Kloima. Hako yoydim. Sha'atu akel levadacho. This is what the Baruch Shalom wants. Okay. Then he goes on. The Acha Sheoku Hayomim on the Bnei Odom Nevi Shekel Yomu Shakel Tzibolem Vom Lem Ibdu Kechoploni Oko Kachom Vikrivu Lo Vnischo Lo Kachu Kachu Bnei Lo Heicho Vasu Tzuros Kleshtachos Lo Kol Om Anoshe Matan Vishaom Modil Lem Sur. Shabodah b'liboy v'rime zeh utzuras koich ha'oploni shodiyu b'nevuasa v'ischil ha'der zeh lasa tzuras v'echoles v'chule shizu atzuma meitivo meiria. That was a later thing, but that's not ikav on the Zohar b'chlal. So I'm not sure b'chlal if there's a change, because the way he presents it avod Zohar or to the ikamin, the yoidim, in the Pirush Mishnayos, they think they can do something, the Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Torah is not so.
By the time the Aseres Hadibros were given, they already got to that later stage in history.
I don't know, but that's a de'ika, shehu ika, Avodah Zarah. That's what Avodah Zarah is. I'm not sure, b'chlal, you know, but I'm not sure. Now I'll continue, I'll show you something else, okay? So I'm not sure what happened over here, but I don't even know if there's an issue. You have to understand what I'm moideh b'vodizolah, moideh b'cholatoh kula. That's not the word saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to understand. But you have to understand also something else. It could be that the Rambam himself in Mishnah Torah, and in Sefer Mitzvah, Mishnah Torah and Moreh Nevuchim, that he's the machalik between the Dibur Asheni and made Avodah Zarah only into Pula and Lo Yeloch Elohim Acherim as Deya, maybe everything changed. Maybe that changed the Pirush. I don't know anything. Okay, we don't know anything.
We don't know, maybe the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis didn't have this Yisrei that is Abo Dvorim. We don't know what happened here, but something happened.
Now I want to show you something else. Okay. Then he did something in Moen Nevuchim, which is amazing, because in Moen Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Hei, he's mechalek the mitzvahs in a derech acher. The first case is Deus Shoshios, and the second case is Yisur Avodah Zohar. So it means Yisur Avodah Zohar on that Deus Shoshios. And that's why the Rambam puts the Lav L'yel Cholim Achem Aponai, because you say that Deus Avodah Zohar is something else. Okay? So that is basically, I wanted to sum up what I spoke about last time. Okay, that is point number one. Okay. Now, I want to introduce you to the mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Okay. Two mitzvahs in Minyan Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And there's a mitzvah, U'Veshoch B'chov Kumecha. Mitzvah Beis and Mitzvah Yud. One is a Deya, Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leida, Shuika HaGodosh HaKol Toli Boy, as the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Shema. And another is a Mitzvah Kriya, a Dibur. Okay? And you'll see later, so later, the Bahag and the Reyim counted as one mitzvah. The Ramban agrees with this, both in Chumash and over here, there's two mitzvahs, okay? Okay, we'll see what all this means, okay? So, I just want to show you this amazing thing, that it's Dvorim, it's separate Dvorim, so it's separate mitzvahs. So let's see it now. Mitzvah Beis is a mitzvah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shehi mitzvahs Yichudai V'kabolos HaMalach Shemayim. Mitzvah Yud is a mitzvah V'dibalta Bom V'hi Likos Kriyishma Pamayim Bayoyim. So when he says over here V'zeh Hi Shehi Tetzaveinu Lizbor, we'll see about this Lizbor Be'ez a day or whatever, or ladas or lachos or kilu plios meshuchna about a certain hashkofa. That's loyel. That's yichud hakodesh baruch hu. Lizbo be'ez a day could go in mashin tziveno lizbo biyidis hayichud. And that's this mitzvah. The Rambam in mitzvah yud. In Minyan Mitzvahs, does not talk about Yichud at all. And we'll see a little bit more about that. The mitzvah is Shema is, the mitzvah is to read Parshat, read Kriya Shema. Because the mitzvah Yichud is a Deya, and the mitzvah Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Kriya of Dibur. And the mitzvah of Yichud is the day itself, just to be Meshuchna of monotheism, and the mitzvah Kriya is Pamim Bayon, and you need a beat repair. There's no beat repair in Deya. And if you're going to put Shema Yisrael, it's a question whether Shema Yisrael is part of the mitzvah. The Shema Yisrael means the Yediyah Amukah, then, if that's part of the mitzvah. Yediyah Amukah that Hashem Elokeinu, that the Ilu Rishayna, which is Havaya, and the Siba Rishayna, and the Pola Metzias, which is Elokeinu, the Boris El Beis Borokim, the Havaya existed before everything, as the Rambam says clearly more in the Vuchim, in Pirat Abalaza, that it's one. There are no two beings. The Creator and the Ilu Rishayna, the Siba Rishayna, is all Echad.
Now, in Sefer Mitzvah, he says the Mitzvah Shema Yisrael. In the Minyan HaKot says the Mitzvah Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Mishnah Torah also Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay. In Perek Avo Chazayin Elokah Zeh Echad V'Ein Shnayim V'Lo Yes Al Shnayim Ele Echad V'Yediyas Do V'Zeh Mitzvah Seh Shneim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Perek Avo Lochavo of Yisayidah Torah. Okay. According to the Rambam, and the Ramban I assume also, Noshim Achayev and Yichor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a bit such a Zman Groma. It's nothing to do with Zman Groma, correct? Nothing to do at all. But not Chayev and Krishma. And that's why he puts Mrs. Krishma in Ahavo. It's nothing to do. It's a chalbo, sefer rishon chalbo, kol mitzvah shehein, ikrei das teish lehos Moshe Rabbeinu, tzorchem leido isam tchilo, hakol, kagon yichud shmo, bochu. Vis avodazor, we don't know what vis avodazor, shakol tzichem ladas, or whether he's learning this in Ika, we have to know. V'inyin sefer avo, he says, sefer sheni, echo lebo ya mitzvah shehein, tidirois, shenetztavinu bohem kidei lavas amokoy, Uzochri Tomin, can go in Krishma, Utfilin, Utfilo, Utfilin, Ubrochis. And Ubrochis, I assume, speaks most of Ubrochis. Okay. Umilo, Bechlon, Lefisha Oise, okay, well, Oise, Besarein, or whatever, not getting involved. So it's Le'avo, Kodesh Bochol, Uzochri Tomin. It's not a day of Bechlon. Now,
but we have to think about it. But kavana for the first pasuk goes.
Okay, can you give me if you give me? I'll tell you what. I want you to repeat what you said in another 2 minutes. Okay. We have to know what the kavana of the first pasuk is and what the mitzvah is. Okay. You were brought up. When you were brought up. My Rambam was brought up a different way. Okay. We'll see. The Rei might have brought up. Give the Rambam a chance. Okay. Now. Next, the Gemara says that you marked in Parsha Rishon the Parsha Shnia to be marked in Malchus Shomayim. Okay, is that telling you something about Kriyishma, or is it telling you something about what the Parsha Rishon contains? If you look in Mitzvah Beis and open it up. The Ram calls Mitzvah Beis has two names for it. Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Mitzvah Seh Beis and Malchus Shamayim. And if you look even closer, let's read it. We'll do something else here. Just 1 second, here you go. The Kohen in the Mitzvah Zu Gam Machus, Lefi Sheheim Oimim, Ke the Kabul of O Machus Shamayim, Kloy Mahado, Beichu Be Diosa. Okay. Mitzuyud. Go for a second, you see. See, we should buy a little Kriyishma Bukhyom. Shachar Arvus v'Shachar Zu Omo Yisrael Aron V'Omo Dini Mitzvah V'Sech Zvor V'Shomo Yis Kriyishma D'Raisa V'Loshen Tisefta K'Shem Dit L'Zman V'Chule. Okay? No word. Kabbalos Amach Shamayim is the name of Yichud, of another name for the Mitzvah of Yichud, Yichud Kutshi Brichud. Now let's continue, okay? Just,
Kabbalah is in his mind?
I don't know Kabbalah, we'll see what Kabbalah, okay? I don't know, just give Dugam a chance, and you'll ask all your questions. Everyone asks their question, okay? But let's see what the Ram says first, okay? Now, Now, the Matik Yeshmur bring this Lashon by Kriyishma in Brochus Yogimel Menach, Omer Yishuv Ben Kalcho, Loma Koma Pasha Shema Aloi Mishmoya, Kele Kabbalah, Omar Shoyim Tchilo. But Kabbalah Samar Shemaim is nothing b'chlal to do with the Mitzvah Kriyishma. Because the Ram talks about Kabbalah Samar Shemaim, it's the Mitzvah Yichon HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hello? That's not the way they might have taught you when they gave the Shuvah. What does the Rambam? And that's why he learns that it's a separate mitzvah. It's nothing to do with anything. It's clear. Now let me read to you a Pirush HaMishnayis in Brachos. Okay? Just I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to read to you from the Rambam. Perek Beis Mishnah. The Omru in Kivin Liboy, right? But Krishma in Kibu Liboy Yotza? What's Loimo? Im Niskaven Likreis! That sounds like Kabbal Kham Shemai. Lefish Eshishu Magia Hanikud, will Niskaven the Kriyas Aparsha?
That's the Gemara says this, right?
Doesn't do anything more than that. There's no mention about a Kabbalah Samach Shemaim in Rambam. In Mishnah Torah. In the Pirush Mishnah, we'll see. And in Perek Aleph, Beis of Hilchos Kriyishma, Locha Aleph, Akriya Shema, Vurukivin Libo, Posik Rishon, Shema Yisrael, O Yotze Lichavosa, Vasha, Im Lukivin Libo, Yotze. So it means the whole Kavanah is not in Magia Parshias and Posekrishon. Correct? Should I read that again to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you. I think this is the people are putting it. They have a truth from a Rambam and a Rambam, but it's Dai Mohisa. Perik Beis Haloch Aleph. Hakere Eshma Vlekivin Libo Posekrishon. Shuhu Shema Yisrael Lo Yotze Lichavosei Vashar Im Lekim En Libo Yotze. Correct? Afilu Hoyekirin Bateri Kedalkoi Oy Magia Es Aparshiyois Hoelu Boim Iskriya Yotze Vushikim En Libo Im Apostle Rishon. What's Kim En Libo Is Rishon? There's not Lagia. Correct? All he has to do is he's creating Krishma. He's not come. It's not a misasik. There's no, according to the Rambam, there's no Kabbalah Samach Shemayim and Mitzvah Krishma. The Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is the mitzvah from days of Yichud Kudshei Brichu, is the mitzvah that the Sibur Rishayna and the Poel Mitzvah is Echol. And then you have a true from Rambam and Rambam. In Simikuf Yudalid, Avala Kiri Atzmoi, Ein Dino Chomo, Mikiri Kriyashma, Vin Kivin Lik Libo Likrois, Afu Bishal Kivin Lotzes Yotza. All you never knew is I want to read Kriyashma, and that Kabbalah to the Mitzvah also I don't need. Because he passed the Mitzvah Kabbalah in certain circumstances. Yes, no, I'm not getting involved, we see the children. Okay? So it's mamish beautiful, exactly what you expect. The mitzvah is kriya, the mitzvah kriya ba'alma, and it's a mitzvah yichud kudshei brichu. Okay, now you want to say whatever you can. But now I'll eat it. No, correct? No, the Rambam went up. It's very clear, correct? So it's an amazing thing. Loma kodma pashish shma loim shmoya in the seder from the kriya shma. And it's nothing to do with the mitzvah kriyishma, because the mitzvah kriyishma is the kriya ba'alma. But why do it? They do this kriya. There's something to say there. But the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is the mitzvah from Yichud Kudshei Brichu. There's no zman for it. Correct? Now comes the Reim and the Bahag. There are no two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. It's only one mitzvah. and everything comes together, and everything that we brought up, and everything like this, and you know, okay, good, now you can start. That's the way they're going. Listen to this. So there's no mitzvah miyuchedes of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Aruch HaSikdeles. Maybe the Aruch HaSikdeles holds that the Arbor Dvorim are not Mechalkim. We don't know anything about anything. But the Rambam doesn't say anything, and maybe he's coming against, this is the Kabon over here, he's coming against the a knight in shining armor, against the Bahag, at this point. So they learn, the Rambam, the Bahag, and the Reim, that B'chal Mitzvah Kriyishma is the Inyan of Yichud, Yichud and Kabbalah Shalom Shamayim.
And that women don't have that Inyan?
And L'chol women don't have that Inyan, because it's not, it can't, they can't! It's not a separate, it's a Mitzvah Shesh Magroma. That's an amazing thing. And I'll show you something else also. I'll show you another thing, okay? I'll even tell you that now. Let me show you something. Open up Mitzvah Yud, and then I'll come back to the Bahag. Just want to show you what happened to you. You know? No, I just want, you know, everyone thinks, you know. I want to tell you something. I think part of Hatzlocha in learning is to be flexible and to always be ready to reevaluate things. And to keep in mind that many of the hanochas, the postulates you have, are your postulates, not what the Rishonim say. And if you have that, then you might be able to see what the Rishonim say. Hamitzvah asiris, hatzivui shenitztavinu likroi kriya shma, b'chol yoyim, arvus v'shachas. V'omo yis'ala v'dibarta bom, b'shiftecho b'beisecho. Okay? ודיברת בו בשיר תחבא בי סכר. הוא כבר נסבוי את דיני מצזו במסכס בוחס. ושום נסבוי שקרי ישמע דרייסה. ולא שאני תיספת כשנית לתירו כבל לקרי ישמע, כך נתחום זמן לתפילה. כלומר, שזמן התפילה אינו מן התירו. אבל מצד תפילה עצמו, הרי הוא מן התירו. כמו שביאל, אצל לא שאני תיספת, רם, ששאל לגיס אני תיספת, נגדים יבר בנת. Am tikno lo zmanim, v'zeh hu inyan omrim tefilos k'neged tina tikno. Koyim tikno zmanim b'zman Yaakov. Mitzvah zu ein anoshe chayoves bo. Rabbi Nishel, isn't there an issue with the Gemara with the Kriya Shma d'Oraisa or the Rabbanan? Correct. So it comes out, according to Rambam, that no one ever questioned that there's a mitzvah of Yichud Kuchibrichu, Mitzvah Beis. The whole discussion about Krishma the Reise Drabonen is only Mitzvah Yud. Exactly where you would have expected it. Correct? However, if you're going to take the play, the point that Krishma and Yichud is one Mitzvah, and the Gemara discusses whether Krishma the Reis or not, so then everything falls by the wayside. Everything comes Mitzvah Sheis Mangromo. And the Reisa is referred to everything. And this Mangromo refers to everything, right? Okay? Mamash didn't say anything so far, correct? Correct? That's the word say, no? Now, let's continue. Okay? Correct? Mr. Mamish, okay, good. Now, let's continue. Let's see what he says now. Let's read the Reim, okay? Simen Resh Nun Beis. Kriyas Shema. Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. V'tavoy utkabel malchusay. V'oyloy. Shachres v'alves. So what is Kriyas Shema? To read the parasha together with a couple of small shemayim. That's what he says, correct?
So then, when the Gemara says Shkabal Kalach from Omar Shemaim Tchila, is talking about the Mitzkriyishma. V'oil Shach is out with the Chsiv, but Pashi Veschan Shema Yisrael Shema Kena Shema Echad. V'chulei. V'yizoye Odom Mitzah Zu, ki hi kabos Omar Shemaim Shemaim. V'chavivo lifnei Yoytzreinu. So this kriya has new aspects. It's a kabbalas from Shemayim. The daya and the kriya come together. And we don't say the devorim acherim to machalik. Noshim p'tulis. Mitzaseh shemad gvom. Then he writes, the Yireim, Tanya, Reb Shim Beyochoy Oymer, Hakur Yishma Tzor Chavon Libo Shnema Shma Yisrael Lahal Oymer Haskis Shma Yisrael Ma Lahal Bahaskis Afkan Nami Bahaskis. Behind the Pasuk Rishon, Kiryoma Le Rab Yosef Brei De Rava, Avu Chechi Abi Oberom Le Pasuk Kamo. Mitzayin nafshe. Ulam mikomo losagi bekriyas posik shma yisrael. Ela b'inyan kol kriyas haparsha. That's what he says. Kriyas shma as Hashem Elokech atiro ve'yoseh ta'avot tekabel machusay ve'oilay v'chulei. Pirish hamikra kachu. V'hoyu ha'dvorim shehizki lamaylo shma yisrael Hashem Elokech shemechot al mevovecho. V'shinantem levonecho v'dibalta bom. Beshift doch aber weiß ich aber lecht doch mal der ich beschau be guck mer bei silo wo gule bei silo kedau be da kan kommt schon immer aber lecht doch aber der in kein lo man immer beshift doch auf kommer beschau be guck mer beschau ich mir auch im schech und auch war loch bei silo lo manu שחייב אדם לא ימא מן שמע עד בהוים שמעיה בויקה וערב שכיבה וקימה שהאקסיב ביוסר עניין, והוא הדבורים האלה, על ובבכו בשיפתך ובסעוב, בשוח בחוקומך. לומדו שאין מצוב מלא פרשי רישיינה. You have to say the פרשי רישיינה, which is all talking about the first פוסק, and you have to have in that פוסק קבור סמור שמיים. And that's Mrs. Klishma. So the פוסק רישיין בקבור שמיים, and the rest of the parash is a bio, Eichu Mosa Mekabal Omach Shamayim, and that's the mitzvah. It's a whole new world, okay? So that's Kriya Shema of the Rambam, and Kriya Shema, I assume the Bahag is the same thing, because the Bahag only has a mitzvah Kriya Shema. There's no mitzvah Yichu Kutshi Brichu. And the Rambam did it by introducing the Arbor Devorim.
Point to the Rambam, why is the second mitzvah more Kabbalah Sal Machshmai than the first mitzvah, say, of ideas of the
thing? Oh, no, it's the idea that there is a God, but it doesn't mean that there's something, it doesn't relate to us. Okay? Even though it's very strange, if you look at it, it doesn't talk about, you see, I think the truth is when you say, the Ramban says when he accepts the Bahag, because he says basically he doesn't count on Ruch Hashem Elokecha because that's Kabbalah Sal Shemayim, and you can't talk about mitzvahs unless you have Kabbalah Sal Shemayim beforehand, and therefore he doesn't count it at all. That's the way he explains the Bahag. Okay, but the Rambam doesn't do that. He doesn't mention the word Kabbalah Sal Shemayim at all, even though I could have imagined that L'chol the Pasuk is not like that, because it says and Anuch Hashem Elokecho, Asheho Elokecho. If it's Elokecho, so it means it's a relationship. So you have to understand how the Rambam learns that pasuk. But that's a problem, but that's nothing to do with anything. You look at what he says, Kabbalah is a second. That's what it is. It is what it is. Now, next, okay? Now we're going to do a little work.
I don't understand that.
again, Yediyas Hayichlud, what does that have to do with the relationship? So it's just another abstract thing, Yediyas Hayichlud.
Yeah, but...
Why is it called Kabbalah Sol Mokushma? Why?
No,
know,
because I'll tell you something. I think what it means is... you want you to ask the question, I'll give you the answer, okay? You see, who the first mitzvah, who atzivah shnitzavi v'diyas alokus, then we know there's a God. V'hu shenei l'sheish shom, the shom is a very, that's the Arabic shom, ila v'sibo, hu apoyel esalim nimsoyim, v'hu amu yisal anulch Hashem alokeh. Okay? Now, and that was avsimoy shtikl, that they understood that at Har Sinai, correct? Now, v'mitzvah shniya hu atzivah shnitzavinu v'diyas ha'ichud. Who sheneda shepura metzius v'sibur yisoyin echod? It means that superior being, that supreme being, which existed before Bryas Olam, was the same Bryas Olam, and that's pur hametzius. The word pur hametzius. Okay, I don't know why, because he has a similar thing in the first one. Okay. Because he does the same thing before, but doesn't say that it's echod, okay? That knowing that it's echod, the Pura Metzius means we exist. The Breishis Bo Elokim, we exist. Poel is in Loshen Hoive. So that's something to do with us. Ubur Major says, Tinsim Oim Amanas Liachere Shmi, Amanas Liachdeni. Bahaube, Kavanosa Bedovizeshlo Hotzi Enu, Mino Abdus, Vi Osa Imono Masha Osa, Mina Chese Vatovo, the whole purpose, you know, it's very strange. I would say, Lucha Shemel Hashem, say it's really this Chaim, that DC is this Chaim, that Kabos Omach Shamayim, as the Ramban says about the Bahag. And he said, I'm not Sheikh Deini, or that was the purpose he sees Mitzrayim on the second mitzvah. See what he did? Memela, once you say that, Lefisha Olam Chayot Bekach, Vahav Mekoyim is Olam Mitzvah Yichud. Mekoyim the Mitzvah Zul Gam Achu Shamayim. Because if the Hotzido, Amrashi Kabel, then that's Kabbalah Samar Shamayim also. The counterintuitive part is Nirch Hashem Elokech Hashem Hotzid Sikh Meretz Mitzchayim. I understand where you're coming from, but the Ram clearly is not working with that. Okay? That, I think, is the Rambam, you know, you can disagree, you can have polemics with the Rambam, but he clearly says, correct? Now, okay? Now we'll start, and we'll just go over the Abba of the Vorm to understand it clearly, and we'll try to go on a little bit more. So Abba of the Vorm is the same word as the word Vorm at the beginning, I pointed out last time. Bedeos means to be meshuchna. Bedeos is re'i. Resh Yud Ayin, Resh Yud, Resh Aleph Yud in Arabic, okay? It's a, a Yediyah or Ashkofa, as Kapach learns it, okay? Pulois is a Pula. Midois are Tchunas HaNefesh, okay? It's not Derech Eretz, okay? Tchunas HaNefesh, we'll see about that. Ubedibu, okay? V'ze shehi titzaveinu. Lizbo. That's the way Kapach does it, or that Kakorach does it. Okay? Lizbo means, I don't know what Lizbo means, but it's ishtaket over here, because look at the Arabic, right? Yetak takat, something like that. It means to be meshuchna, that you're ready to debate it, and you feel you're going to win. That's Lisboa, Be'ezadeya, or Kilu Kapach, translated Bedeya, that's the Ezer, the Ma, the Mem Aleph, which means Mesuyim, that's what Kapach learns. He says Lisboa, or Kilu Bedeya Mesuyemis, and what's the Deya Mesuyemis? Go Mashetzavinu, Lisboa, B'yidiyas ha'ichud. The Lisboa is the Ishtake, and the Diyas is the Reish, Alf Yud, Ashkofis, whatever you want. Ha'ichud. Okay? Okay? I would have wanted over here, the truth is, he mentions, and I just don't want to blow your mind before, he mentions in Deis over here, he mentions Abbas Yichud, Abbas Hashem, Yis'al V'Yirose. He does mention Anuch Hashem Elokecha, which is amazing. I don't know why Anuch Hashem Elokecha should have been right up there. Okay? And he does mention the parallel, the inverse of Anuch Hashem Elokecha, O Tizirayu Melizbo, Ezedeya, Deya Mesuyemis, you're going, Mashi Yishanu, Melizbo, Ho Elokus, Lizulasai. That's another deity. That's not talking about the Zohar. There's another deity like God. Dual. Or three, or four, or five, whatever you want. Now, now we're the next day. So I'll see exactly, I'll try to finish this. I don't know if I'll be able to. Let me get you started. An amazing thing. If I asked you what the mitzvah of Avos Hashem and Yirosei, and I ask you what is going there, so you'd say you don't know which one of the Avos Vulim B'chal. It's not Tchunas HaNefesh. Okay. And it's certainly, you might call it a pool, or maybe, I don't know, a chais. You have to know what you're talking about, okay? It's not a dibur, and I wouldn't say it's a deya. The Ram says the deya. And this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay? I don't know if I'll finish this, but this is the amazing thing. Here it goes. Derech Agav, just before we do this, I want to point out to you that there's a difference. This is the Rav said from Father, from Moshe Levi Salvation. There's a difference between the first two Yesedis of the Ikra Adas and the rest. Okay? And we know he said this over, but there's more than that. The question is, if I don't have a yediyah that termina shamayim, or I don't have the idea that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is different, it's lechera and apikurus, and nebuchadnezzar apikurus also an apikurus. But if I know that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is different, or I know that termina shamayim, the Moshe is chelkas, is lavlo mochekek, okay, sofa amatik. Is there a kiyum? There's no kiyum. The yud gimel ikrim are yidis, you have to know, but there's no kiyum. So said the Rav Moshe Levi Salavetcher that the first two are different. The first two, besides being a deya, they're also a mitzvah, and a mitzvah say in a kiyum. Having the idea of Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, that's Yisrael Rishon. Having the idea Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha, there's a kiyum in it also. And that's this Rambam over here. And he says, like this. And Pirush, HaYisrael HaRishon, Metzias HaBor Yishtabach, V'zeh Yisrael HaRishon, Hashemor Elov Dibo, Anuch Hashem Elokecha, V'chulei. Vayisayin Hasheni Achduso Yisale, v'ze Hayisayin Hasheni Merlov Mashenema Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it's also, if you look at the Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisayin Hatorah, Halacha Aleph Vav and Zayin, you see clearly that these two Yisaydis are Mitzaseh. Now, we have the amazing issue. And we'll start, I guess we'll pick it up again next week. What does it mean that Avos Hashem
V'yirosei is a day. So like this. So her day, according to Kapel, translation Hashkofer. So the Ram says in Hilchos Seder Torah Perek Beis Halacha Beis. We'll get started. Vehechi haderech lo ahavoi v'yirasei b'shor she is b'inein ha'od b'ma'asov u'bruov miyad hu oyev u'mis'av etay v'gidoyla leida Hashem agodo. וכשמחשב בדבורים או אלו עצמון מיד הוא נרסה לחירוב ויפוחד ויבודה שהוא בריה קטנו שפלו אפלו עומדס בדעס קלו מאותו לפני תמין דייס. There's a very strange thing going on there. Okay? There is a day going on. We don't know what exactly happened. Okay? Then he says, Mitzah Segimu, Lich Zivono, Al Abbas Yisale, Vuhu Shinizboinein, Venistakil, Bemitzvoisov, Vitzibuyov, Upuloisov, Kadesh Nasigeu, Venistane, Behasogose, Tachlis Hatainu, Vizoi Tachlis or Abo Amitsu. Something about studying and understanding, and then Tainug, or Ahava, or something like that. So it's very strange. The Maisa Mitzvah that you do is the Deya. And the Taiva for these old ideas, the Taiva for ideas, is not a Deya. And the Ahava, the Tainug, comes with Mela. So how do you categorize mitzvahs? By the Maise Mitzvah or by the Chalos Kiyum? And maybe the Rambam is categorizing according, not according to the Chalos Kiyum, but the Maise Mitzvah. And the same thing with Yira. That he's misbeinim and he has the Deya, and that Deya with Mela, he says, who am I? What am I? Ma'anu, mechayenu, machazdenu. And that's what he does also over here. He goes like this. Then he says, Mitzah Seidal, who at Sivish, Nizabir, Lekvoy, Medaitenu, Yirosa Yisale, Vlaoitz Miponov. But he's trembling. And he's saying that terror, Perek Beis, Halachim, Perek Dalar, Halachim, Beis. He says like this, Mizman Shodim is bringing. בדבור מועלו, ומקי הכל הברויים ממעלך, וגם לא עוד מקריץ ויירוס ויירו, בחוכמוסי של הקודש ברוך הוא, בכל יצום, בכל הברויים, מויסים אבא למוקוי, ותצמא נפשוי, ויחמא בשור, לאבא המוקו ברוך הוא, אצמא מילא, ויירו, ויפחי, וישיפוסי, ודלוסי, וקלוסי, כשיאלך עצמוי, לאכול מהגופוי, סקדוי שמגדוי לנו, ויסקפייז מסל, to other things, of course, came. Leachas me'atzuris at the hiris nifrodis me'agolmim shol the